State of Illinois Department of Children and Family Services. Otto Kerner, Governor. Cyril H. Winking, Director. The Banner. The banner of victory is a challenge to new valor. Illinois Braille and Sight Saving School, Jacksonville, Illinois. Jack R. Hartong, Superintendent. May 1966. Number 6. Commencement Notes. On May 28th, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, commencement exercises will be held in the auditorium. 6 seniors will be graduating from high school, while 19 eighth grade certificates and 6 special certificates will be presented by Superintendent Hartong. The address will be delivered by Dr. Harold R. Phelps, Director of the Division of Special Education at Illinois State University. Musical numbers will be offered by the String Ensemble and Girls Glee Club, directed respectively by Mr. Sittler and Mrs. Zell. Miss Shaker will be at the organ for the traditional pomp and circumstance for the processional. The Reverend Dale Robb will offer the invocation and benediction. Mason Music Festival highlights school talent. Governor Kerner presides. From the stage in Rhodes Auditorium, Governor Otto Kerner distributed trophies and prizes at our annual Mason Music Festival on May 9th. Former State Senator Lowell B. Mason was present in his usual jovial capacity as Master of Ceremonies. Following the governor's arrival and a special Swiss steak dinner in the dining hall, the program began at approximately 1 p.m. The band, the Boys Glee Club, Girls Glee Club, and 8 soloists took part this year. Prize winners were as follows. First prize trophies: Carmen Cepeda, Michael Lewis. Second place: Diane Atkinson, Bruce McDonald. Honorable mention: Patsy Davison, Charlene Scannavino, Ruth Schumann, Charlotte Vincent, Dennis Bloomquist, Richard Howe, Daniel Schul, Gerald Spinner. Special guests at our school for the program were Mr. Rodney Mason, brother of Senator Mason, and Commissioner Charles Brecky of the City of Chicago. Mayor Byron Holkenbrink of Jacksonville also attended the program. WN9RHW, WN9RHV, WN9RHX, WN9RIV, where are you? 4 of our students have earned their amateur radio novice licenses. They are Mike Lewis, WN9RHW, Daniel Schul, WN9RHX, Dennis Bloomquist, WN9RHV, and Gerald Spinner, WN9RIV. Mr. Clifford Litwiller is their instructor. The boys have worked long hours on Morse code and radio theory to qualify for their tests. They plan to keep working and try for general licenses within a year. So far, the boys have heard from Pennsylvania, Michigan, Ohio, and Wyoming. They have also made contact with a few girl radio hams on their airwaves. All of the boys feel that they owe a special vote of thanks to the staff, Mr. Litwiller, and radio friends in Jacksonville, Mr. Arthur Hipkins and Mr. Lorenz Kell in particular. They have also had valuable tips passed their way from the Jacksonville Amateur Radio Club, which they hope to join next year. Senior Prophecies. Miss Shaker has gazed deeply into some mystic tea leaves and is able to predict the following happenings within the next 5 years. Jim Crockett will take the heavyweight boxing championship from Cassius Clay at Madison Square Garden. He will modestly say, "I have taken your crown away. Now I am the greatest today." Esther Campbell will become a counselor at Camp Kitchiku, where her job will be to ring the camp bell. She will be a social worker the rest of each year, helping dropouts drop back into school. Ruth Schumann will work for peanuts at a Wrigley Field concession stand in order to be near her beloved Cubs. Janet Wittenberg, having written English that resembles Chinese for so many years, will be an interpreter of Chinese dialects in the United Nations. After hours, she works in a Chinese restaurant where her chores will be to keep the ashtrays clean and the cigarette machines well stocked. Patsy Davison and Judy Yeager did so well in travel training with Mr. Jackson that they will open the DJ SureStride Mobility School in Boys Town, Nebraska. Carmen Cepeda will tour the nation to campaign against cigarette smoking. Her missionary headquarters will be in the heart of Marlboro County. The Banner. Editor, Esther Campbell. Feature Reporters, Ruth Schumann, Carmen Cepeda. Sports, James Crockett. Grade School News, Patsy Davison, Janet Wittenberg. Faculty Advisor, John Dietrich. Braille Edition, Dave Stevens. Editorial. Through the Years. As I sit and think of all the years I have lived in and been a small part of the large family of our school, I recall both good times and bad. I think of the many experiences I have had. That first day of school, learning to get acquainted with others my age and stay in a classroom for an entire day. I remember the many spring and Christmas plays that were presented each year in kindergarten and the lower grades, the visits to farms with our teachers. How in grade school, problems seemed almost impossible to cope with, but now seem small and simple. The high school years were full of ups and downs. It is especially nice to remember the good things, such as the many picnics, dances, and proms that are held each year. Soon, I will have to face the world on my own and leave the environment the school has provided for me for so many years. To those eighth graders who will be freshmen next year, I would like to say, take advantage of all the opportunities offered at this school. Enjoy the social life as well as the schoolwork, and I feel that your 4 high school years will be filled with many unforgettable experiences. Patsy Davison. Coming events. May 18, Intramural Olympics. May 20, Senior Assembly. May 20, Prom. May 27, Awards Day. May 28, Commencement. May 28 to 30th, Alumni. Second Mobility Man joins staff. On April 15th of this year, Mr. George Cording began his duties as a mobility instructor here at IBSSS. He was born in Tallulah, Illinois, and completed his elementary and high school days there. His degree in orientation and mobility was taken at Western Michigan University. At Eastern Pennsylvania School for the Blind, he did his student teaching. Mr. Cording is married and has one son. His students this semester at IBSSS are Bruce McDonald, Barbara Frazier, Claudia Piper, Charlene Scanavino, Gerald Spinner, and Marilyn Gill. We welcome Mr. Cording. Glad he is with us for this very important part of our training. Pencil sketch of two graduating students in their cap and gown from the shoulders up. The graduate on the left is female. The graduate on the right is male. Presenting the class of 1966. Class colors, green and white. Class flower, carnation. Class motto, courage is resistance to fear, mastery of fear, not absence of fear. Esther May Campbell, Evanston. Activities, Glee Club, 1, 2, 4. Voice, 1, 2. Piano, 2, 4. Editor of Banner, 4. Class Secretary, 4. Work Program, 1, 2, 4. Special Achievements, Lepore Literary Awards, 1, 2. Favorite Saying, Isn't That Terrible? Nickname, Camel. Future Plans, Northern Illinois University. James Henry Crockett, Danville. Activities. Assistant Coach, Wrestling, 3-4. Coach of Little League, 3. Intramural Sports, 1. Wrestling, 1-2-3-4. Track, 1-2-3-4. Boys Glee Club, 3-4. Student Council, 2-3-4. Class President, 1-2-3. Class Vice President, 1-2-3-4. Orchestra, 1. Saxophone, 1. Student Council President, 4. Special Achievements, Student Council Convention, 3. NCASB Wrestling Champion, 2-3. Captain Wrestling Team, 2. Captain Track Team, 4. Wrestling Letter, 1-2-3-4. Track Belt Buckle, 2. Wrestling Belt Buckle, 3. Track Indian, 3. Nickname, Softy or Cricket. Future Plans, College. Patsy Sue Davison, Vandalia. Activities. Glee Club, 1, 2, 3, 4. Student Council, 1, 3, 4. Student Council Secretary, 3. Class Secretary, 1, 3. Class Vice President, 4. Dramatics, 2, 3. Singing Groups, 3, 4. Voice, 3, 4. Piano, 2, 3, 4. Swimming Award, 1. Special Achievements, Snow Queen, 4. Student Council Convention, 4. Spelling Bee, Second Place, 4. Dramatics Pins, 2, 3. Mason Award, Honorable Mention, 4. NCASB Essay Award, 2. Favorite Saying, Okay, be that way. Nickname, Davy. Future Plans, Training at IVHI. Carmen Francis Cepeda, Joliet. Activities. Glee Club, 1, 2, 3, 4. Piano, 1, 2, 3, 4. Voice, 2, 3, 4. Cheerleader, 1, 2. Class Treasurer, 3, 4. Dramatics, 2, 3. Student Council, 2. Student Council Treasurer, 2. Singing groups, 2, 3, 4. Swimming awards, 3, 4. Special achievements. DAR Award, 4. Mason Award, 2nd place, 3. Mason Award, 1st place, 4. Dramatics pins, 2, 3. Cheerleading letter, 1. Half mile swim. Favorite saying, oh, it slipped my head. Future plans, medical secretary. Ruth Schumann, Chicago, transfer student from Forman High School in 1964. Activities, Glee Club, 3, 4. Piano, 3, 4. Voice, 3, 4. Switchboard, 3, 4. Singing groups, 3, 4. Class secretary, 4. Special achievements. Dramatics pin, 3. Citizenship award, 3. Mason Award honorable mention, 4. Favorite saying. Whoops, sorry about that. Nickname, Ernie. Future plans. Wants to work in urban affairs programs. Janet Ray Wittenberg, DeKalb. Transfer student from DeKalb High School in 1964. Activities. Glee Club, 2. Work program, 3, 4. Class president, 4. Class vice president, 3. Class treasurer, 4. Special achievements. Dramatics pin, 3. Favorite saying. Aw, cool. Nickname, Whittleberg. Future plans. Training at IVHI. Grade school news. Mrs. Corey's class will be having a picnic this month. It will be the last activity of the year, and the summer birthdays will also be celebrated at this time. A contest will be going on for the best readers in the class. The combined 8th grade classes will have a picnic on Wednesday, May 18th at Nichols Park. This will be their final activity of the year. There will be birthday parties held in special services for Kent Hall and Janet Carlson on May 16 and May 23. Mrs. Reed's and Mrs. Aldridge's classes will present a play called Springtime on May 13th. Mrs. Reed is responsible for costume arrangements. Miss Ware's class is growing a variety of seeds, such as corn, beets, carrots, beans, peas, and other garden vegetables. They are also growing some uncommon seeds, such as the coconut. This project will be for geography study. The students are interested in knowing how these various kinds of foods came to this country, and will write reports on the seeds after they have grown. There will be a hamburger fry May 22 as an activity in Mr. Messman's class. Also, the class visited Mr. Anderson's machine shop to study a car engine that had been taken apart. Mrs. Sittler's class enjoyed a trip to the Jacksonville airport. Mrs. Ginger, their former practice teacher, came to visit the class on April 28. A second grade class from Franklin, Illinois, will be visiting the class on May 6. 8th grade graduates and students who will receive special certificates are as follows. Steve Brewers, Kathy Coombs, Tom Cravens, Linda Davenport, Joe DeCourcy, Rhonda Dykus, Gary Forsyth, Bill Frisch, Diane Goff, John Hall, Janice Harnatio, Bill Johnson, Mike Kelly, Penny Sue Kempf, Jerry McBride, Kathleen McCracken, Charlotte McFatridge, Barbara McGuire, Bill Mitchell, Bob Montgomery, Diane Noe, Diane Rick, Bob Sanborn, Shelley Schaubert, Bill Zimmerman. Homeroom teachers have been Mrs. Holmes, Mr. Adams, and Mrs. Dietrich. Chuckle Corner. John, what word begins with an E and ends with an E and contains one letter? Diane, an envelope. Professor, can you tell me anything about the chemists of the 17th century? Student, yes, they're all dead. Father, Jimmy, you're a pig. Do you know what a pig is? Jimmy, yes, Papa, a pig is a hog's little boy. Question, why did the golfer wear two pairs of pants to the golf course? Answer, in case he gets a hole in one. Mr. Drennan, Pat swallowed a pen. Doctor, I'll be there soon, but what are you doing in the meantime? Mr. Drennan, using a pencil.